Then you're going to grab your own bicep. You want to get a V in there. And then you're going to push forward on the head while you squeeze your elbows together. And that's pretty much how you do the technique. And I'm begging you, you just got to use it. I mean, when you really start doing this, all your friends are going to love you. I mean it, please. I mean, you got to use it. Your friends are going to love you. You're going to say, hey, would you do that choke on me again? See, please, you got to use this thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on, guys, let's do it. So here's how you do it. Let me show you how to do it. Doug, you want to see how to do this? Come on. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your arm, and you're going to wrap it right around there. That's right. And you want to cut off all the air and just put it right there. And then place the hand right there. Push forward on my head while you squeeze your elbows together. Yeah, that's good. Good. Way to go. Good job. Yes. Hey, you got it. Hey, what questions you got? Okay, I will be calling out the postures, and I will also demonstrate what that posture looks like from the back if you don't remember. So I'll help you make it easy. You're going to do the same thing that you did. By the way, did you notice the different effects of just taking a physiological posture? Yeah. So you're going to do the same thing. Just consider it that you're doing your format presentation that you did earlier. But I'm going to call out postures, and I'm going to demonstrate to you what that posture looks like from the back. So you can, and then you want to continue using that posture until I give you the next posture. Woo! Is this a stretch? This is fun. Okay. This will put anybody in a position of power. Yeah. Right. The blamer is going to... typically, it will cause the person to feel like they're being scolded or they've done something wrong. Now, if you point your finger directly at them, it will cause more of that response, whereas if you point it up a little bit, it will be less directed toward them. Or if you're really looking to make a point, it will also carry that message more. It's like you're... Right. In that case, but then the words were incongruent with the archetypical posture that I was taking with my hand. So typically, the response that people get is like when they're being scolded by their parents is kind of like, you know, don't do that. That's kind of like, that's the archetypical response that comes from that. But if you use words that are not congruent with that message, where you're going, now go out there and I want you to become very successful. That message is incongruent with what I'm doing, although it carries a very different response. So it's almost like it does personalize it, like you said. That's like, okay, well, it's driving that home in a personal way. Whereas if you just did the posture, typically it would be a posture of scolding. But you can mix the message based upon the words that you're using with it and also based upon what you're responding to. So if you're using the blamer in response to distractor or computer, it's gonna create a different response inside the person. So it's kind of like mixing different things, different portions of a recipe. The distractor is going to tend to add humor, or it can pull somebody off a stuck point, or create levity. If things are tense, yeah, break the tension. Absolutely, that would be the purpose of using distractor. Computer is going to, what people will tend to do is they'll look at you and they'll think, wow, this person's either very intelligent or considers themselves to be very intelligent, and that's, or they're inside thinking, because not a lot of people will take the thinker, I mean, you don't see people who don't think a lot usually in the computer position. So what that does inside somebody, the response that they tend to have is like, wow, who am I dealing with? Right. I don't know about that. I think that they tend to take on these postures unconsciously. And I think that each person that takes it on would tend to take it on for whatever reason they take it on, but they would communicate clearly to the external world. They can communicate a consistent message with the way that they postured themselves. Like, you know, the thinkers. You see the thinkers are very computer, like the computer type people are always, you know, they're the big thinkers and always thinking of things, or people that are very cerebral may use this computer position a lot unconsciously. And it just carries a message to the external world, and I don't know if necessarily it's the same driving force that would send that message every time, but it does communicate a message to us, and that's Jung used to talk about archetypes. archetypes just being symbols that are at the, when you think of the collective unconscious of all humanity, there's certain symbolic postures, positions, or like the hero archetype. We can all relate to the hero archetype when we think of the Iliad and the Odyssey, or when we think of Rocky, or when we think of heroes. That's an archetypical character that everybody can relate to, the hero. You know? Now, this is in much the same way. It's an archetype. It's something that, just by looking at it, everybody can relate to it. It's kind of a universally generalized experience. People get a certain feeling when they see this that's kind of universally generalized. Right. If I saw somebody using computer a lot, I might think that maybe they're a little bit dissociated in their head, AD, probably an AD person, auditory digital person, and maybe a little dissociated, like a Mr. Spock type kind of, that seems logical, Captain. That's what I might assume if I saw them using it a lot. If I saw it just them use it, I go, they're using computer. Let's say somebody on your team, like you're managing a sales team or something like that, and let's say one of them is constantly taking blamer. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing this specifically, but maybe they're taking blamer with their language, like they're, and you don't do, and you always do. If they're saying that, that's a blamer position, but they're not doing it physically. So like, and you always do this, and you always do that. That would be the blamer position. I would look at that and go, something's going on with them that would cause them to take that position a lot, but I don't know if I would hallucinate what the driving force behind that was on that particular one, unless I was able to probe more. The blamer would be placing blame, which would be, which is indicative of somebody who's at the effect. But the way I look at it is many to most people are at the effect, whether they're blaming or not in the world. I mean, as we look around, most people really are. Would I say they were more at effect? I've never thought about it that way, quite frankly. Yeah, so I'd have to give that some more thought before I answered that, because I'm not sure. Good question. Placator? Placator is the person who's pleading. Like, please. You know, and so the placator is somebody, what the placator really says is, if you look archetypically at the placator, what the placator says is, I'm not good enough. You know, I'm not even, please just pay attention to me. Please listen to me. Please. It's always pleading for attention or something like that. Although you can use that with volition as well without going into the I'm not good enough part of it. You just go into it from a pleading posture. But archetypically, the placator is the person who's just looking for a scrap, looking for a bone, looking for attention, looking for, you know, please. And the placator within the family could always be pleading. So archetypically, it could say all that, and it could say less, depending upon to what degree somebody used it. Sometimes I'll use half placator, too. I'm just like, please. Or like if I'm looking to connect with somebody, please, you know, listen to what I'm saying. This is important to me, please. You know? The way I see these is, because how Virginia saw them once again, Virginia saw them as being unhealthy ways to communicate. So she saw anything less than simply using leveler as being a barrier to communication. She said that if we were really communicating effectively with people, we'd be leveling with people and just telling them the way it is. So, by the way, did you hear the non-mirror image reverse inductive language better? Anything less than, yeah, using the leveler. So the way we use them oftentimes in NLP is because we know that the archetypical postures are going to create a certain response in our audience members, we can use them with volition to create that response. And also in our interpersonal communications, we can use them with volition. And we know if we want to communicate with those people that we're creating the relationships with, that we might want to level with them from the perspective of not placing barriers between the communication. But this adds multidimensional communication to our ability, multidimensional facets to our ability to really get messages across to an audience with power and impact. Yeah. Who's up next? Have fun with it. And all we want to do is have fun with these things. We're just having fun. Yeah. What time is it? And when was our last break? It's about 4:45. What we're going to do is we're going to take a 15-minute break, and then when we come back, We're going to deliver format presentations once again, but I want you to incorporate everything that you've done so far. So you may deliver the same format presentation that you did before, or you could do a new one. But this time I want you to begin to incorporate your these types of patterns, the various satire categories that we learned, maybe vary your tempo and stuff. So just allow that to come into play inside your format presentation, including expanded awareness. And then we're going to move out of presentation skills after that, and we're going to move into modeling. Woo! Have a nice break. Ready, go.